You growing any vegetables this fall?
I got a got a few going. Still got more to go. A lot of leafy stuff. Lot of spinach and chard, and I've still got some stuff kind of hung over from the summer. So I'm kind of slowly getting rid of that. But I've got some zucchini that's putting on zucchini. So I'm like, I'm going to leave it for a while. But, yeah, I do all raised now, all raised gardens. You know what I did? I went out and got horse troughs, galvanized horse troughs. Got it up, get them up off the ground. They work great. It's a little bit pricey going in. But man, they work really well. And they're kind of attractive. I mean, You see it right out the living room window in the side yard, so I wanted something that was fairly attractive as well. I think they look good, but
so just, you buy the horse trough, you cut out the bottom or drill holes.
Well, you can actually they sell them now because so many people are using for planters. They sell them without bottoms in them. That's not what I did. You know, I just took the plug out, the drain hole.
Mm-hmm. That's enough drainage.
It worked very well. I put about 3 or 4 inches of rock. Just small, like landscape rock, mm-hmm. across the bottom. Put a little something over the hole so the hole wouldn't get plugged up, like a screen mesh, like landscape fabric. Put the rock in. Then I put some real coarse kind of soil and then potting soil above that, like a Mel's Mix type product.
And if you did it where they sold without the bottom, put a good couple layers of landscape fabric down.
Correct.
Because if there's any... weeds, Bermuda grass is very opportunistic.
Right.
And once you see it all the way up, it's it's too late to do anything
about it.
And
if it's mixed in with your garden, it's a problem. But, yeah, if you put it on an area you think might have had any grass at one time at all, I'd do it anyway because it also keeps the soil from just kind of mixing down into the soil below. I think I'd still put a little base of rock, gravel, put the fabric down, put that on top of it, and go from there.
And it's not too late to plant. I know you could have planted beginning of September and already been a couple weeks into your sprouts and your stock coming up, but it doesn't mean it's too late.
Well, the nice thing about the winter garden, all the leafy greens, you can plant several times. So you could plant some, harvest it, replant. You know, it's kind of nice not to have everything ready at the same time as well. So if you have enough room, you can stage things. But we're just beginning that season. So anything you eat the root of, the leaf of, the stem of is probably okay to plant this time of year, right in through probably February.
Let's bring Teresa into the conversation and see how we can help her on this beautiful Saturday morning. Welcome to the program. I can hear she has the phone put down and had walked away. It sounded like a little time delay on the radio, so we'll go back to her. If you've got a question and like to jump on the line, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text question came in, and this is something that I'm dealing with. Mosquitoes.
Oh, my
gosh. After all that rain, we had an explosion of mosquitoes at the Whitman Plantation.
Yeah, we have them in the backyard. We can't, it's, obviously drying things out. Excuse me.
Drying things out,
not letting the lawn get too long, controlling weeds, controlling any standing water. If you've got dogs and you've got old dog dishes that are full of water sitting around, or like I on the side yard, I've got buckets I store things in where there's water sitting in those now. You know, dumping everything out, trying to control any of that. And then, there are a number of products on the market, that you can spray things with. We burn a lot of citronella candles on the patio.
The citronella is in your sitting area. It's funny how fast those things fly off the shelves, but it's not something that retailers are used to stocking here either.
Right.
So that it's not like you as soon as the first little hint comes, they vanish, and then you're back out there. What a lot of people do is garlic.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of garlic in your diet, there's something about that. There's a reason that have
planting.
A Cajun recipe that doesn't require at least 2 cloves of garlic.
Yeah. And there's a number of plants, other plants that will repellent. You can actually buy a citronella plant. Basil is a fair repellent. Lavender repels them, which makes sense to me because I hate lavender, so I think it stinks. So if I was a mosquito, I wouldn't like it either. So that's perfect.
And the great thing about Arizona, you wait a couple weeks, it's going to dry out, and they're all going to be gone.
Yeah.